The Trump administration will offer $12 billion in various aid programs to farmers who've been losing money since American tariffs on Chinese products sparked retaliatory Chinese tariffs on, among other things, American soybeans. Brad Doyle grows soybeans in Wiener and says the trade dispute has uprooted his expectations for the season.
If you know anything about farming, you start your crop. Most farmers start their crop with a loan, and they have to pay that back at the end of the year. So when we started this year, we started with the intention or the thought that our soybeans were going to be worth quite a bit more than they are right now.
Doyle says a bushel of soybeans that would normally go for $10 is now down to $8 due to the 25% Chinese tariff on soybeans that effectively closes that market for now. At a rally in Kansas City on Tuesday afternoon, President Trump insisted that it's other countries' trade policies that have been in the wrong for many years.
They do whatever they wanted, and we just put up with it. Not any longer, folks. Not any longer.
The planned aid comes in the form of three programs that include direct payments to farmers. Also, the government will purchase food from farmers to distribute in food banks and help them find new markets. The billions of dollars in promised aid did not sit well with Josh Sewell, a senior policy analyst with the Taxpayers for Common Sense.
The devil's going to be in the details, but we think this is a step back in moving agriculture away from dependency upon Washington for its success or failure, and instead moving towards market.
In a statement, the American Soybean Association said it appreciates the acknowledgement of the hardships suffered by soybean farmers due to the tariffs, but would like a longer-term solution. With no end in sight to the trade war with China, Doyle thinks it may be time for Arkansas's soybean farmers to concentrate elsewhere.
In the meanwhile, we're going to have to go to Japan and Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, countries like that, and try to make up for the loss right now.
The Agriculture Department has predicted that U.S. farm income will drop to about half of what it was 5 years ago, and that prediction was made even before the trade war. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.